Right now, we have a couple of special guests in our studio. You may have heard that coming to town is a company called Gracewind Cooperative. And we have Nate Anderson and Lisa Anto with us from Gracewind. We're going to find out just exactly what it is. Welcome. Good morning. Thanks for coming.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Why don't we start off by talking about what Gracewind Cooperative is. First of all, the word cooperative kind of sticks out. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about it. Who wants to give us a little history and about what you are? Mm-hmm. Opening sentence, the thumbnail.
Yeah. Absolutely, I can do that. Thanks for the intro, Jeff, and we appreciate being here. So cooperative housing for 55 plus was actually invented in Minnesota in the 70s. And Minnesota leads the way nationwide in cooperative housing. And about 13,000 Minnesotans live in this style of housing. And what really sets it apart and what sets Gracewind apart is that we are focused on the modern, active 55-plus adults. So we have ownership living with equity earnings, financial benefits, and a wonderful place to live that offers no maintenance required inside or outside of your home. And it's tailored with amenities for the 55-plus adult, everything from an on-site pickleball court to extensive patios, terraces, fire pits, fitness room, hobby room. The list could go on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, you really, just in 60 seconds, you really kind of distinguished Gracewind from other opportunities that people might have. And the big thing, you know, that I noticed out of that was its ownership. You're buying would you call this a condo or a townhouse or something?
It's very similar to a condo. The difference being the financial portion of it. You own, in a condo, you just own the unit that you live in. Where in a cooperative, you own the entire facility. You're a shareholder in the entire building, ground, everything that's associated with the place, the furniture, and everything in there. So it's really a unique opportunity. And like you said, the ownership thing is huge. People have worked their entire life to gain equity in their home. And when you get to wanting a lifestyle that's free of maintenance and stuff like that, your options are quite limited in the most sense. But with cooperative living, you get that opportunity, and then you also have the opportunity to keep that equity within your that you've built over your lifetime. So that's something that people really love.
Now, as far as Gracewind goes, you do have a facility that's already opened and up and running. Tell us about that.
Correct.
We do. Our first development, we launched this line of business in 2020. Our roots are really in an architectural firm based out of Fargo, North Dakota, that's been around for over 40 years. In fact, Nate's been with the company for 26 of those years. I know he doesn't look old enough for that, does he? But he has. And so we got into this line of business in 2020, and that's when I joined the company to focus on building out the sales and marketing. So we built our first cooperative in the Brainerd Lakes area, and we were really fortunate to get just an amazing piece of property there right in the heart of Baxter, Minnesota. And we have 46 units there, chock full of amenities. We're closing in on full occupancy, and it's going to be very similar to the building that we're building here in Northfield, although with some slight differences, because one benefit we have with our architectural roots and having our own architect and drafter on staff is we can take the feedback that our members have and roll in tweaks and improvements and enhancements to our building design, which we have done in several cases here in Northfield. And that can be everything from where a door is placed in an individual home to making a change to the way the site layout is or anything in between. So we've taken that development in Baxter and really learned and adapted our design here for Northfield, and we're really excited about the building we're going to be putting out there by Northfield Hospital off of North Avenue.
Having the a unique circumstance in that you're architect, so you can do have that opportunity to be flexible with the design and such, because we are talking home ownership. We're not talking about renting an apartment, but ownership of a whole complex, a whole facility, I guess that would be. Tell us about the amenities and such, because things have really changed when you think of senior living. You know, when I was younger, I visited my grandmother and in a facility. It was a whole lot different back in the 70s than it is now. I mean, the world has just so radically changed. You have some amenities and lifestyle options that are, it just sounds like fun.
It is. And, you know, I give tours to people in the Baxter building. And the first thing I say to people when they walk in the building is, I know you're here to see unit number, you know, 103, for example. But I really need you from the moment we step in here, you need to really broaden, step back a little bit and look at this entire building as your home, because that's what it is. I mean, when you're a cooperative owner, as Nate mentioned, you are a share owner in the entire building, every stick of furniture within it, every piece of artwork. And, you know, people that are facing a downsizing or looking to change their lifestyle, you know, space is always a concern. That's always something that's on their mind and first and foremost. And most of our people, our members, come in from a single family home. And oftentimes it's the home they raise their children in. And they just have gotten to the point where that home is no longer serving them. And maybe they're serving that home and it's creating a little bit of obstacle for them in their life. So by really moving into a cooperative, you have access to all of this wonderful space, all of these wonderful amenities that, you know, you as an individual homeowner would probably not have the acreage and the financial wherewithal to install a pickleball court on your property. But here you have one in your home. Similarly with a fitness room, you know, you're not going to have a fully equipped fitness room because you're not a professional athlete. So you've got that. And, you know, the great thing about these spaces are you can reserve spaces as a homeowner. So our community room in Baxter has been host to birthday parties, showers, family dinners on Christmas morning, just wonderful use of space. And we also really encourage owners to bring in family. So our hobby room has been host to quilt tying parties and different things like that. So it can really not only enhance your lifestyle by freeing up your time and energy, but giving you space and areas that you can use with your family and friends and community members.
I can add on to a little bit what Lisa was saying about, and she alluded to it right there at the end with the time. That's one thing that's really underestimated with cooperative living, is that as you're moving out of your home and into a facility that is maintenance free, you find yourself with a lot of extra time on your hands, time for hobbies, times for family, time for friends and stuff like that. And that's really what it comes down to. It frees up your time. You get a sense of freedom and you have the ability to do many other things that you've been meaning to get to all the time. And you never get a chance to, because you're always doing yard work or doing homework, or you feel like you're taking care of stuff at home, so you that consumes a lot of your time. And with this freedom, you really get your chance to get out there and do a lot more things in the community and in with your family and travel, or, you know, there's so many things that you can spend your time on that you've worked so hard your whole entire life to earn.
Once again, we're talking with Lisa Anto and also Nate Anderson. They are with Grace Wind Cooperative. You mentioned up in the Raider Lakes area, you already have a facility there. Getting feedback from the residents of what you need and what they would like to see. How much of that is kind of going into this project?
A lot of it.
Yeah, a ton of it. Yeah.
I'll just give you one example. We deeply underestimated our members' love of biking and hiking. And so, you know, leaving the underground parking, we've incorporated a door specifically for bikes that leads into a bicycle storage area here in Northfield, because our property out near Northfield Hospital on the north side of North Avenue has wonderful trail access. And not only that, it's across from St. Olaf Recreation Area. So I think, as everybody here knows, I didn't know this coming into Northfield. I was impressed. Those trails are open to the public. Mm-hmm. So there's a ton of trail activity and ways to be active. So That's one example.
Yep. And then right down from the public space, then we also can break it down into the units. You know, we've taken feedback from some of the layouts, one in particular where there was a door in a situation where it was not really handy. And so we challenged our architectural team, who is wonderful, to reconfigure that area of the unit, and so we've made modifications to that to make that better and you know, run it by the residents in the Brainerd Baxter facility, and they said that's a great improvement and they really were impressed with it. So it's being able to be make those adjustments on the fly is really key for us.
Yep. And let's talk about where you're at right now in the progress of building this. Where are you at right now? Tell us.
Yes. Well, key to success of any cooperative is garnering the appropriate amount of interest. So we have very specific targets that we are looking to hit because, you know, these are, as Nate mentioned at the beginning, owned lock, stock, and barrel by members. And, you know, our role in this is we come in, we procure the land, we build the building, but then we also hand our new members their framework in the form of our governing documents and our bylaws, where, you know, for them to operate the cooperative on a moving forward basis. We hire the management staff, so we provide that kind of governance. And then once the cooperative is fully occupied, you know, they're off to the races mm-hmm. with it. They have mm-hmm. a board elect that they have a staff there that does all the day-to-day operations for them, and they are living life in the driver's seat. So a real critical piece of that is just making sure occupancy is where it needs to be right away. We do have certain targets, and we're about 30% of the way to our first milestone already, and we just launched our meetings under a month ago here in Northfield. So things are moving along very quickly.
Yep.
Part of this process is we call making a reservation, and that's step one of buying into any cooperative in the state of Minnesota. And what that is that prospective members put down $500, which is fully refundable for any reason at any time, and then we hand them a number. And the number sequence is really critical in the cooperative space because when we are ready to break ground, we go sequentially down that list of numbers and we confirm, are you ready to move in? Are you ready to move in? And number one, number two, number three, and then those folks pick their unit in order of sequence. So it's critical to getting the home you want to get in early.
Mm-hmm.
And then if folks aren't ready, which we encourage people that even aren't ready right now at this stage in their life to put their reservation in and secure that number, then they move to our waiting list, which is also ordered sequentially.
Mm-hmm.
And that order never changes. It doesn't. It's a static order by lowest number on top. So you can say no if a unit becomes available. You can say no one time, five times, 20 times, and you won't lose your spot. Mm-hmm. So planning is really critical in terms of if you want to reside in the cooperative at some point in time. So we're mm-hmm. already distributing numbers in the 20s here in Northfield after just kicking off our meetings on May 18th of last month. So it's
right.
going very well. We're thrilled, and the community has given us a really warm reception.
Yes.
Lisa and Nate are with us. They are with Gracewing Cooperative. If folks would like more information on this or talk to you or look up, what are the best ways? You have a website, Facebook, social media, or just talk to you?
Yep, we have social media. We're on Facebook and X and Instagram. Probably most prevalently on Facebook. We also have our website. You can visit us on our website at www.gracewindliving.com. We have a toll-free phone number that you can call anytime, and it'll get either Lisa or Carrie or any of our sales staff. That's 855-472-2396. Yeah.
Yep. And our social media is at Gracewind Living on all platforms. So, yeah, you can reach out to us. We're pushing updates out all the time, and we also have a local sales office here in Heritage Shopping Center.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's 2012 Jefferson Drive. Jefferson. All right. Jefferson. Yeah.
Sounds good. Anything else you'd like to mention about Gracewind Cooperative or your move to Northfield here?
We're just excited to be in the community. I mean, like Lisa said, the community has been very receptive. We feel like there's a definite need for housing, especially for the active aging portion of it. And we just really are excited about bringing our unique brand to the community and meeting the people of Northfield.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Welcome to Northfield. Looks like a great addition to the Northfield community. Wish you every success.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks. Thanks so much for having us, Jeff. Yep. Appreciate it.
That is Lisa Anto and Nate Anderson with Gracewind Cooperative. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. We've got Bob with the forecast, Rich with news headlines coming up.
Today's weather is brought to you by Faribault Air Conditioning and Heating, proudly serving southern Minnesota.